Good evening. First thing on agenda, I'll turn it over to Superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Falco. Very briefly this evening, since we had a meeting last week at this time as well, there are a lot of activities taking place throughout the district. I encourage you to visit the website to see some of our events on the calendar, and then get out there and watch our students who are busy on the athletic fields, who are preparing for marching band competitions, who are involved in a myriad of activities that, again, I encourage you to get out there and see what's going on throughout our school community. We do have homecoming at North this weekend. The game is Friday evening. And lastly, for me tonight, I would like to just remind everybody that if you haven't already, you can go onto the website and sign up for our e-newsletter. And we're starting to send out some notifications via the e-newsletter, and it's just keeping people posted on the goings on throughout our district. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Graham. A visitor section, Frank Scrico.
Good evening, President Falco, Superintendent Graham, trustees of the Board of Education, and members of the Sachem School District. On behalf of the SCTA and myself, I would like to thank you for the opportunity we had to unite the entire Sachem family gathered in one place for the opening of the school year this year. I have heard only of the best of things with regards to the event. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank you for making the Smart School Initiative a reality. The SCTA members are looking forward to having the appropriate technology in place to enhance instruction and provide their students with the opportunities that were not possible before. This initiative is a positive step in addressing the technology issues that have plagued our schools for a very long time. Thank you again.
Thank you. Caitlin Wolf and is it Danielle Cosgrove? Now just move that mic close to you, okay, so they can hear you in the back.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is Caitlin Wolf, and tonight I'm here to talk to you about my head coach of the Sachem East Girls Varsity Basketball Team, Coach Brent Lawrence. My family and I have known Coach Lawrence for about 10 years now, ever since my brother Danny began playing football with Sequoia Middle School. He is graduating college this upcoming year and still stays in touch with Coach Lawrence, considering him a good friend. Also, my dad had the opportunity to work closely with Coach Lawrence and the rest of the Sachem East football staff during his 4 years as vice president of the Touchdown Club. Safe to say, 5 years ago, when we heard the news that Coach Lawrence would be taking over as the head coach of the program, my family was excited to know it was somebody we respected, trusted, and knew would push me to be my best. 10 years later, I'm a senior captain who doesn't know Sachem East basketball without Coach Lawrence. Over the years, Coach Lawrence has turned into family. He's been there for me during the good times, the bad times, and all the in-betweens. My parents think I spend more time talking to him than I do them. My brother and I have been lucky to have a coach who cares so passionately about his job and athletes. But most importantly, we're thankful for what we've learned from him. He's taught us the value of setting goals and achieving them through hard work and dedication. He's taught us the value of teamwork, selflessness, respect, and loyalty. He's taught us about helping one another and our community through programs such as SEPTA. He's taught us the value of a good education and how the discipline and worth ethics I learned through athletics can help us achieve our goals. These values we will carry with us the rest of our lives. He's helped us to become better athletes, but more importantly, better people. My brother went on to play college basketball, where he is now a senior captain, and I look forward to playing college basketball once I'm finished with my career here at Sachem East. My brother and I have been successful due to the coaching, mentoring, and friendship of Coach Lawrence. It is without question that myself and my family have support for Coach Lawrence. I have been fortunate enough to have him as a teacher and my coach. Coach Lawrence has been a positive influence in Sachem East athletics as well as the Sachem East community as a whole. Coach Lawrence is somebody who I will stay in touch with for the rest of my life. I hope he gets the opportunity to impact others the way he has my brother's life and I. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to take a minute to say thank you for listening to my and my fellow teammates' concerns about our Coach Lawrence. My life today would be completely different have it not been for Coach Lawrence. He has brought me as well as Caitlin up at a very young age to teach us the game of basketball that we love so much. He has continuously been there for us through the hard times and the positive times. I believe he is a very selfless person, and he has taught us to be dedicated to what we do and to love what we do, and he teaches us the integrity of the game and to always play and be your best person. I believe that Coach Lawrence has been put in a very uncomfortable position, and he only wants the best for us and everybody on this team. He has been my coach for as long as I can remember, and I cannot imagine playing basketball without him. So I would just like to say thank you for taking the time to hear our concerns. But it's a good coach that makes you a good player, but it's a great coach that changes your life. And I can say that Coach Lawrence has absolutely changed my life as well as our team. So thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Danielle and Caitlin, I just wanted to just say, of course, you know we can't comment on personnel issues in public, but I wanted to thank both of you for speaking so nicely on Coach Lawrence's behalf.
Thank you.
Dr. Graham?
Yes, this evening we have a presentation from our auditors, so I'll call up the group from EFPR now.
Good evening, everyone. I am Joe Kim. I'm the engagement partner from EFPR Group. To my right, your left, is Brent Jensen. He's the engagement director. And to my left, your right, is my esteemed senior partner, Joe Klamek, who has a history with Sachem. We had an opportunity to meet with the audit committee last week in detail, and I think we had a really good dialogue. They had an opportunity to really dig in to the financial statements of the district and ask a number of questions, and I think that was just it was an absolute great meeting. So we did that last week on the 26th. We will be issuing unmodified or unqualified opinions on the financial statements of the district for the year ended June 30, 2017. We will also be issuing an unmodified or clean opinion on the financial statements of the extra class activity fund, as well as the federal expenditures under the single audit. In addition, during the audit, there were no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies noted relative to internal controls, and there were also no findings related to compliance matters with laws, regulations, et cetera. Management, just the board should know that management, you've got is a great team here. You've got a great group with John and Joan and Cynthia and Ron and the rest of their team. They're a pleasure to work with. They provided everything that we wanted in a timely fashion so that we were able to come in and complete our audit work as planned.
Okay. In terms of breaking down the financial activity of the district this year, the district level expenses exceeded revenues. The district wide expenses exceeded revenues by $6 million this year. But on the fund basis, which is really where you operate from and what really matters ultimately to the district, you had a positive change in general fund balance of $12.5 million this year, which was created predominantly by an increase of $10.6 million in your revenues this year. Some of that was one-time type items like the gap elimination adjustments. You're not going to necessarily see that year over year, but it was a good year for you on the revenue side, certainly. And you managed to keep the expenses well below your budget as well, which created a nice gain for you this year in your fund balance. Going into your general fund balance, you see the little chart that we have on this. Did you hand out charts?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The little chart on this little handout here. You can see that last year, as you guys started to recover from where you were, you started to build up a little bit of reserves last year. You put $3.2 million away last year into your employee benefit reserve fund. I know you as a board authorized certain maximum amounts for Mr. O'Keefe's office to put away this year into various different reserves. You were able to reach a total reserve balance of approximately $12.7 million this year, which means you put about $9.5 million of new reserve money away. That's a great thing to be able to recreate some of these reserves. It's a good sign that you're on the right path. It is certainly not a sign that you are as strong as you potentially could be in these areas. I think Joe has some numbers of some different districts that he deals with, and there's certainly room for you to continue to grow these reserves over time. There are other available reserves, like a capital reserve. I know you guys did an energy performance contract, but otherwise you haven't had a lot of large capital projects. So there are some potential items coming down you're going to want to continue to build this out for.
As Brent pointed out, it was certainly a positive year. I think you've seen over the last 2 years a certain recurring theme. I think last year I was asked at the audit committee level. I was asked again this year. And I believe I said at last year's board meeting, you've made great strides. You've really, from the terms of really kind of reestablishing that fiscal solvency that the district needs, you've taken great strides over the last 2 years. To be able to now have almost $13 million in reserve funds, it's exceptional that you've done it really in 2 years. My takeaway from that, though, is that there's still a lot of work that's left to do. It is from a district of your size, looking at your reliance on state ed dollars, state grants, your reserves should really be significantly more than this. I have another client district that is a little bit smaller than you. That has less reliance on state dollars, that actually still has more reserve dollars recorded. I think it's important to note that under general municipal law, the state allows you to establish these dollars that to enable to protect the district going forward. The fact that you've been able to now establish reserves to the tune of about $12.7 million is extraordinary. One of the reserves that you've established is on your employee retirement system. Right now, the proposal is that you have a reserve of about $5.7 million there. Your annual cost for that line item is about $5 million. A normal rule of thumb is anywhere from 3 to 5 times annual cost is what districts should prudently set aside. You've got another reserve that's for workers' compensation. You've got a $2 million number that's earmarked for that. You've got a liability recorded for $8 million. So there's more room there. And as Brett pointed out, there are other reserves that you can take advantage of. We've had another client district a little bit further west than here that has a budget of just under $400 million, has over $40 million in reserves. They were audited by OSC, and basically they were told that their reserve amounts were prudent for the size of the district and the risk that's associated. I think the takeaway is that you've taken significant strides in the last 2 years, and that I think you've taken a number of steps. As Brent pointed out, some of the revenue recoveries were kind of one-offs. Certainly nobody wants to sell a building. We did have gap elimination that did increase revenues this past year. But that fiscal responsibility that you've demonstrated over the last couple of years is really something that should be the launch point going forward. And I would hope that going forward, we would see a much stronger Sachem School District as a result of the fiscal responsibility. And that's really the only comment that I wanted to make, other than the unassigned general fund balance is now at the state mandated 4% limit. So not only have you built reserves, but you've also reestablished that unassigned general fund balance to the level that New York State allows. And so from that standpoint, you know, you should take comfort that you've made a lot of hard decisions in order to enable the district to be financially viable. So if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy
any
to
questions?
Respond.
Laura.
Thank you, and thank you for sitting with us for so long the other night and going through everything. And I think what you said was we're better than we were, but no victory laps yet.
Actually, I said don't take a victory dance.
Okay. I knew it was something. So when we look at the employee retirement liability, and so in 2016, there were no reserves in that at all?
No. Yes, no. There were.
So, but it is necessary to have these reserves?
What these reserves allow you to do is actually earmark cash to pay for those expenses. And so when you establish, when you as a board establish reserves, at the same time an equal amount of cash, in essence, is restricted and earmarked for use on those reserves.
Okay. So it gives us more financial stability.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
It also really allows you to have a better picture of your real budget, because there's certain things that are going to happen in the course of the year that you can't always plan for. You might have a very expensive special education student come in. You might have a very expensive workers' comp claim come in. Some of these reserves can be used to offset some of those items and not necessarily affect your budget in the same way otherwise.
So you can take it if those things happen, you can take it out of the reserves and use it for those instances?
If you have money in the proper reserve for that item, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Dorothy? Basically, your reserves are for long-term liabilities, like the retirement reserve and the workers' comp. So to have money available now when there's a long-term liability and it comes up, you can appropriate those reserves to cover that liability. That's the purpose of these reserves.
All right. Thank you so much.
Right. Dorothy?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for coming. Brent, it's good to see you again. So in the discussion we had the other night, as Laura had mentioned, about stabilizing, just us as a district becoming more stable, and it looks like we're on the road to doing that, but we're still far off from where we need to be as far as our unassigned funds. So we also talked about our credit rating, too, and how our financial well-being affects our credit rating, which affects how we are able to get money for the district. So that's number one. I want you to just touch on that. And then also as far as the new Gatsby, which we've been talking about for about a year or two, and how that affects our books. Really, it's an appearance of what our books look like as far as our expenses go. But in reality, if we had to actually put money aside for that, we probably wouldn't have a school district anymore, because it's an unreal amount that that they're telling us we need to have, but realistically we kind of pay as we go here as far as the benefits. So if you could just touch on those two things.
There we go. We have a liability recorded for other post-employment benefits. That liability is reported under one pronouncement that will no longer be of effect a year from now. So as of June 30, 2017, we had a liability recorded for other post-employment benefits of about $204 million. That's an actuarial number that basically takes into account the life expectancy of all the members of the district post-retirement. There's the actual actuarial liability that they have computed is actually $510 million. There's a new pronouncement that will be effective for June of 2018, which will basically require us to record the entire liability, not the piece of the liability. So what that will have the impact is it will come directly out of equity, district equity. Now, there is no mechanism other than pay as you go. New York State does not allow you to fund that liability, nor does it allow you to reserve for that liability. So until the state allows us to do either, that liability stays there. Now, you are currently funding the annual pay-as-you-go because all of your retiree health insurance is reflected in the amounts that you pay. And from what Mr. O'Keefe said, that number is $33 million a year. So that's a complete number that includes both retirees and active employees. I think what you're going to see going forward is any municipality or school district, because they're all going to be affected by this pronouncement. These financial statements are going to really, at least at the top level, reach the point where the information is almost unreadable. Now, how this affects your credit rating is to be determined. This information has always been disclosed in the financial statements, and in essence, the rating agencies have taken that future liability into account. New York State is somewhat at a disadvantage, however, because, again, in New York State, you're not allowed to fund it. You're not allowed to reserve for it. So there's no real mechanism in place to make that liability less than it is, as opposed to other states that provide the ability to do that. So in theory, they've taken this into account in establishing your credit rating. But until the pronouncement is in effect and we've seen what the rating agencies actually do, we really can't speak to that.
And then as far as what was mentioned with our revenue and getting to the point where we are, we had the gap elimination, which we're not going to be getting any funds from that. That's discontinued. And then we also had the sale of Grundy
Yes.
Avenue property. So those are kind of, the gap is done. Grundy was one time.
Yes.
So in looking forward, it's really about us just stabilizing because we're not going to get any additional revenue like that. So
yes.
It's about stabilizing. And I think you had mentioned, too, you have to watch out when you're implementing certain things in the budget. Be careful implementing $100,000 there, $50,000 there, $30,000 there, because that starts to add up, and you want to stay somewhat consistent. You can add certain things in or take certain things out, but stay a little bit stable to be able to get to the point where in our unassigned fund balance that we're able to boost it up a little bit more than where it is now.
Yeah. I think, like I say, it's important, probably the most important thing that the district does from a financial standpoint is the budget, because that's really earmarks what it is you are allowed to spend. Now certainly your finance group is taking some other steps this year. You were in the state retirement smoothing program before. That is eliminated, and so certainly that associated cost is gone. But certainly you need to be careful that number one, you establish a budget that makes sense and is appropriate for the district. And number two, you continue to monitor it as you've done this past year. But the one-offs, the significant one-offs, are really done.
Any other questions?
Dorothy, also just to expand a little bit more on that, a couple years ago I sat here and I talked about what the trend rates were doing and where that would leave you. I believe I was actually talking about what that would have left you at this year. How do you continue those trend rates and how far negative that would have put the district? That's something where essentially the problem you saw, we talked about it being you were getting about a 1% revenue increase in trend rate where your expenses were increasing about 2.5% every year. That's something where as these one-off revenues go away, you're going to have to go back to looking at. You have to look at how much is our revenue going up every year versus how much are our expenses going up every year, and make sure you are keeping at least a steady trend line between the two, if not even improving revenue more than expense.
And I don't want to take away the fact that, you know, you've, as a body, have, you know, had to make some very, very tough decisions. And those decisions have resulted in vastly improved financial results. And so from that standpoint, that you've made the tough decision, and those decisions have resulted in the outcomes that you wanted, you know, you should really be commended for.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions? Okay. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Mr. Falco, if you don't mind, at this time also, in addition to our auditors, it was mentioned that we had a number of community members who participated on the Audit Advisory Committee. I don't know if any of those committee members are here this evening. I know we have a couple on the board. So we just wanted to thank all of you for your We wanted to thank all our committee members for their attention to this work over the course of the year, and I know they met last week, and they have a calendar of events for this year as well. So thank you to all of those committee members and board members who served on those on that committee.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Okay. Business items, bid awards. Motion, please. Sarah, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Personnel items, consent agenda for personnel items 5A1 through 5B8. Motion, please. Bill, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, that brings us up to page 6. Action items, consent agenda for action items 611 through 6114. Motion, please. Mike, second. Bill. Any questions? Rob.
Just on item 6113, which is the approval of agreement with Scope Education, that number in there, $599,400, it seems to me that that's been the number for about 9 years that we've been getting from the state. Has the cost gone up with Scope, or have they kind of, you know, been pretty steady? Because it seems like it's always been around 250.
Yeah, the scope has kept their costs the same as what the state has granted us every year.
Over the past 8 years?
Yes, since we started the program.
Because I would imagine costs have gone up, I mean, with the supplies and materials and salaries and things like that.
Yes.
So it's good that we were able to provide 252 kids the opportunity, but I'd love to see that grant go up a little bit since it was implemented 10 years ago. Yeah.
I think every school district would.
Yeah. So that's all.
Okay. Thank you. All in favor? I'm sorry. We were up to 5114, and we need a vote on that. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5115, approval of establishment of tax levy. 6, what did I say, 5? 6115. Establishment of tax levy for 2017-18. Motion, please. Dorothy, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Page 10, 6116, approval of transfer of funds from unassigned fund balance to district reserve funds. Motion, please. Mike, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor? Dorothy?
John, this kind of relates to what the auditors were talking about. So can you just explain why the transfers were made?
Sure. So back in May, obviously, as we started to project fund balance for the year, I brought to the board's attention what that projection was, and you passed a resolution, I believe in the June 7th meeting or thereabouts, allowing, when we closed the books, to place amounts up to those maximum liability limits that the auditors discussed, because we didn't have firm numbers yet on the close of the books. So once the books are closed and we determined we had the $12.5 million in extra fund balance at the close of the year, we need to determine where we're placing those dollars. $12.6 million of it went straight to unassigned fund balance. So that's why we're now to that full 4%. The other amounts, the $2 million that went to workers' comp, $1.7 million that went to the employee benefit reserve, and the $5.6 million that went to the ERS reserve, this just solidifies those numbers that are now in our financial statements.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 6117, acceptance of fund balance reserve plan for 217. Motion, please. Vic, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 6118, acceptance of the report to the Board of Education. Motion, please. Rob, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. We are on now page 11. Donation, 621. Donation from Nokomis Elementary PTA of amount of $9,740. Motion, please. Bill, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Donation, Waverly PTA. Donation valued at $10,000. Motion, please. Laura, second. Mike, Any questions? Dorothy?
John, this year, obviously, this has changed the way that we're doing it. Are you thinking to continue doing it the same way for next year, or are you going to implement something different?
On the specific type of donation, or?
Right, as far as having the elementary school PTAs donate.
Yeah, last year it came forward, I believe, with Linwood was the first one I encountered when I joined the district. And in the past, what was being done is the PTAs would make a decision and work with the principal and decide in a case like this where they wanted an electronic sign. And then they would donate the monies and say that they wanted a particular sign. Now, that particular sign may not be able to be reached by a bid, because we need to follow general municipal law. So if the principal and the PTA pick a particular sign that they want, it's much easier if they fundraise, purchase the sign, donate the sign to the district, then our maintenance department can install it. You know, the same way last week where you accepted the donation for the iPads and the carts. You know, the principal and that group made a decision that that was a wise choice for that building. And so instead of saying, here's $16,000, go buy this, they bought the items and they're just delivering them to the district. You know, it takes that purchasing piece. Plus, sometimes the purchasing power is greater than ours because they're not following state contracts and things of that nature. And they can buy exactly what it is that they wanted for the building.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Recommendations from the Committee on Special Education, 631. Motion, please. Laura, second. Bill. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports. Determination from the Committee on Special Preschool Special Education. Motion, please. Laura, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Subcommittees. Legislative, Audit, Budget, and Sachem Policy. Anything on any of those tonight? Anybody here? No. Okay. Yeah, we could discuss. We have some time. The Budget Committee, I don't know where that's at. We put out a letter for that, for volunteers. Do we get a list?
I can send you an updated letter, but we haven't had a number.
About how, do you remember how approximately how many are on that list? Okay. Okay, well, and I think, Dr. Graham, if we're going to do it, this is about the time to maybe get that list to us and Dr. Graham, and we could maybe bring it up at the next board meeting?
Yep, we can do that.
Okay, good. So you get that committee going. Do we have anything with the girls?
No.
Nothing? You girls, okay? Nothing new?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I did want to take an opportunity, sure, as an update to the board just to thank Mr. O'Keefe and the entire business office staff for their attention to our fiscal status this year. And really looking at the budget in terms of sustainability as well as efficiency while targeting on programs that benefit our students. And it's been an intentional effort, so I just wanted to thank him. In addition, you saw this evening the board adopted the reserve plan. And so those are all pieces that are part of our efforts to become a more sustainable operation. So thank you, Mr. O'Keefe, and your staff.
Thank you, John. Okay. At this point, I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss the sale or lease of real property and legal advice regarding litigation pending in the New York State Supreme Court. Motion, please. Laura, second. Bill. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. We will not be coming out for a vote. And thank you. Good night.